This is actually a meeting that's set up for farmers. And basically, it's a fact-finding mission from farmers, you know what I mean? And most farmers across the country, and the feedback we're getting, do not feel represented at the minute, neither by TDs or organisations or anything else, you know. We're basically seem to be hung out to dry at the moment. You see the more forestation coming our way. They're looking for 80% more forestry and re-wetting and maybe a reduction in the national suckler herd and things like that. You know, there's a lot of bad things coming our way, and a lot of farmers had concerns. I run a group there called Ireland's Farm Discussion Group. There's over 10,000 on it at the moment. And the idea was just put to the group, and basically the messages started coming in and the feedback and the phone calls. So we decided to run with this meeting, but we didn't agree to a group or anything else. So we're just going to see what comes out of this meeting, and it seems to be great feedback at the moment. We're getting calls from all over the country, as far as Cork, Wexford, everywhere else in relation to it.
Now, I think IFA yesterday, exactly along the lines of what you were saying, were talking about the targets. They talked about an uprising, effectively, in rural Ireland. So they're taking a hard line on this. So they're the exact same issues that you identified. So is there a mistrust or a distrust with the IFA and their word with you and others then?
Listen, Greg, I'm not going to single out any groups running the gap. We've got the problem in Ireland at the moment is we have too many groups, and we haven't enough support for any one of them to have any real impact, and we don't seem to have any groups working together. And we have a kind of a divide created at the moment among farmers, you know what I mean? So this idea now is basically no groups, bring the farmers into a room, everybody's a farmer, nobody's a member of this group, that group, that group, and we're hoping that farmers themselves can come together and come up with some new, fresh thinking, new ideas, you know what I mean? It's a new approach to it.
Yeah. But even though you don't call it an association, an organisation or a group, when you get a large amount of people into the same room and they come up with a series of bullet points, there comes a point in an organised way you have to progress that, you know, or else you don't, I presume you don't want to explain shop, Liam.
That is right. Well,
so where
listen,
does it go from
we're
here,
open to
think?
Ideas, but I'll say one thing, Greg, and that is that if there is a suggestion of a group and we decide to put a group together, it'll be a military-run operation, and there will be no profiteering or anything like that out of it. There'll be no big salaries. I would, if I was to suggest anything, I would suggest a non-profit organisation for farmers.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, there is possibilities. There's options. There's hundreds of options. Like, you can go into the line of purchase groups. You can get savings on products. There's all sorts of possibilities, but basically, we're going to leave it to the farmers, and we're going to take whatever feedback we get from that room. And there's quite a group of us. Like, there's a lot of good people behind it, and a lot of friends that I have down around south and all around the country. And we will then decide whether we go south with another meeting or come up north here with a meeting. And that is basically the plan.
Yeah, I've heard concerns from farmers. I chat to them on a regular basis, and everyone has different views. But one thing I hear quite often is that there is a sense that maybe the smaller farmer is being sacrificed here, that there might be a consolidation, that whatever farming that continues in this country might be done by a small group and to hell with the rest. Is that part of a problem that you see? Do you see that as a potential issue down the line as we see reform?
I think the small farmer is a kind of an easy target at the moment, but listen, there's things coming the small farmer's way. But if you're a large farmer, don't be thinking there's nothing coming your way, because there is. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to... When they're targeting a small, low-input farmer, like, you know what I mean? And the small farmer is doing very little pollutant, and then you have the larger farms, and I have nothing against larger farms, you know what I mean? Now, when they're targeting the likes of the average farm across Ireland, they're definitely going to target the larger farms later on, and they're going to be more easily targeted whenever there's less of them.
Yeah, and what's interesting about
this, the larger
this...
farmer needs to remember that the smaller farmer is supplying the stock to them. Like, you know, it's the small farmers around the country with 6, 8, 12 cows, things like that, are supplying the beef men with finishing stock. You know, and basically, we're a kind of a, farmers is a kind of like a, we're a gear and a machine, you know what I mean? Like, we're supplying stock on up to the larger, you know, to the larger farmers and the finishing units and things like that. Like, and one can't really work without the other, you know?
Yeah, and it's an interesting premise going into this meeting, because very clearly, and it's been put very nicely as well too, but it's pretty direct. We respectfully ask no input from current farming organisations or groups. So this is people with no affiliation.
Like that there, and we have one organisation on there standing up preaching, or you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be people against them, and it causes unrest in the room, you know what I mean? Like, and we want this to be a calm kind of a meeting, you know what I mean? Like, and just to keep a good atmosphere in the thing, and we believe this is the only way to do it. Like, and listen, if you're a member of other organizations, you're welcome to come, but don't come preaching their policies to us, like, you know, because this is all about farmers and just farmers dealing with farmers, you know, to see if there is anything can be come up with.
Yeah, but I also get the impression from you, Liam, that you don't want this to be a talking shop, that from it you want to come up with proposals, solutions, ideas, whatever way you've mentioned some of them, bulk buying or even maybe, you know, protests or targeted protests or what have you. I mean, I presume it's all on the table.
As I say, I'm basically going in myself into that room, and I have no plan. Yeah, but I intend to come out. I intend to come out either with a plan or no plan. And you know, we'll go down there and we'll run the meeting as best we can. There's some very good people behind it, good speakers and everything else. And if this is a success, I'll come up the road happy enough, and we'll take the next step. And if it's not a success, I'll come up the road happy enough, and I'll say we have tried.
Yeah, but you won't be too interested in hearing people complaining then if they're members of other farming groups, if they seem happy enough or the way things are going. The meeting is in Athlone. It's in the Athlone Springs Hotel, Sunday the 19th of February at 2 p.m. All sectors are welcome. That's the message, is it? There's a contact number here which I can read out if people want to find a pen and paper.
Yeah, that's my own contact number, yeah.
Right, okay.
And, as I say, I'm just the person put out in front because we have a Facebook group there and there's 10,000 on it, and it was a kind of suggested that it was the ideal platform to get it out there, you know what I mean?
Reaches all different types of people, of course. All right. Okay, well, listen, we look forward to hearing what comes from the meeting, I think, because I think there's going to be people that are motivated to travel to Athlone are going to have their opinions, and they're going to have their concerns, and they're going to have their plans of action. So it'll be interesting, an interesting one to chair anyway, whoever has that role as well. All right,
Liam,
safe journey down, and we'll see what comes from it. Thanks for your time.
Listen, thanks very much, Greg. All right, good